Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day to be in the presence of the Lord. Let me encourage you from the scripture from Luke chapter 24, verse 29. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. That means he went in to stay with them. This was an incident immediately after Jesus' resurrection, when he was traveling to the road of Jerusalem to the village of Emmaus, and on that first Easter evening, where you know the hearts of those discouraged disciples suddenly burned within them when they realized that they were in the company of the risen and the eternal Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, will you invite Jesus this morning in your life? Because he's willing to come and stay with you. He's willing to come and live with you. He's willing to come, if invited, to lead you and to guide you besides the still waters and green pastures. Like these disciples, we need to invite Jesus and say, "Lord, you will illuminate our thinking. You will give us the revelation of your resurrection. And Lord, I pray that every dead area of my life will be resurrected by the power of Jesus's risen life. And I will see the glory of God in my life." I was reading a beautiful poem written by Avis Christensen. And they write, "Yes, life is like the Emmaus road, and we tread it not alone. For beside us walks the Son of God, to uphold and keep his own. And our hearts within us thrill with joy at his words of love and grace, and the glorious hope that when day is done, we shall see his blessed face." Isn't that amazing? You know, at home, when we are together as a family, Arlene, myself, and Jude and Ben, we love to sing this beautiful hymn called "Abide With Me, Fast Falls the Eventide." It was written by Henry F. Light in his dying days, and he wrote that song that "I'm going to abide with the Lord," and he invites the presence of God to be with him. An amazing thing, and amazing words of this hymn that we love to sing. Has got great meaning. And listen to it and sing along and let that hymn become real to your life, and that you will be blessed. Well, dear people of God, Arlene and I have traveled safely into the United States, and we are well by God's grace. And we want to send greetings to you, love to you all the way. You are in our hearts, you are in our mind. And so God bless you and God be with you. And let me encourage you, invite Jesus today in your life and let him lead you and guide you and bless you, because he has promised to be with you till the end of this age. And let him be a source of great blessing in your life. He desires to bless you and to lead you and to uphold you with his right righteous hand. Allow him to do so, and I promise that you'll never regret the leading of your good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. We are, O Lord, so, so grateful to you for your goodness and for your mercy that follows us every day of our life. The Lord, you desire that our cup will run over. You'd anoint our head with oil, a cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. That's what was the prayer of King David. And Lord, we, Father God, remember that prayer. And Father, we thank you that you have promised to be with us every day of our life. We thank you for the Spirit's leading in our lives today. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, come and lead your people besides the still waters and green pastures. I pray that you will lead us all in all truth and in righteousness. In Jesus' name, Abba, Father, Lord, I lift up your people into your most holy hands as they begin the day getting ready to go to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your blessings will overtake their lives. I pray that your grace and your glory will cover them. I pray that your holy angels will guard them and preserve them and protect them. And I pray that they will be under the blood of Jesus. We know that whoever is under the blood of the Lamb, they are preserved, protected, and provided for. And they will always prosper and flourish. Because, O Lord, we want to say thank you for your blood. Today, I bless your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Peradventure, those who are sick in our midst, I command their bodies to be healed and to be made whole by the power of God's Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you dealt with our sicknesses even before you could deal with our sin on the cross of Calvary. And we are highly grateful to you for the finished work of Jesus on the cross. And not only that, but you rose up from the grave to give us hope of eternal life with Jesus forever. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, good, and a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.